something for the weekend morning. It is Trina and Ireland's Classic Hits, and we've got Joe Rooney on the line. Hiya, Joe.
All right, Trina, how are you?
I'm grand. I don't know whether to refer to you as Joe or as to your boy band name, which is Barnaby. When did this happen? I didn't know that you were in a boy band.
Yeah, oh, well, it's, you know, it's like a lifelong dream, and I used to never give up on your dream, even if you're three times too old. But yeah, I hope you like our song, Being My Bubble. I think it, you know, relates to people who are away from their partner and they want to be in their bubble with them. You know what I mean?
Oh, baby, baby, come make this house a home. So I stop trying to give myself some dome while sexting on the phone.
And it's weird because I know, you know, you claim to be a very original band, yet your name is Men to Be, and it sounds just so like Boys to Men. The song is so similar. Weird.
It's almost like we took that name and just switched it around, isn't it?
Almost, yeah. And almost as if they, like, they must have robbed your song. They must have heard you doing a demo of this years ago, did they?
oh, look, this is very controversial, but I mean, look, let's say Boys to Men are a very big influence on us, and I love their romantic kind of take on things. So we just took it to be, you know, to do with lockdown and bring it to lockdown and the bubble and all that.
Yeah, yeah. And I believe this is the baby making anthem of the year.
I think so. I mean, there's something about it. It just gets people in the mood. Even though, I mean, a lot of people are getting in the mood and they can't be with their loved one. And I think that's the frustration that we're trying to get at here, especially for young people who are with their family and they can't be with them. They're just communicating with their girlfriend or boyfriend on Snapchat or Instagram or something like that. And it must be very frustrating for them all together. So I wanted to express that frustration for them.
Talk to me then about the number of band members you've gone through, because it's been like a revolving door.
Yes. Well, when your boy band, when the youngest member in your boy band is 40, then you've been through a lot, you know. And members of the band have just died of old age, to be honest, and quite on stage. And the last member to join was the roadie, who jumped up live on stage when one of our members just croaked it during a show. Yeah. And we hardly even noticed. This guy was so good. But it just goes to show our never say die attitude.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I did notice in the music video, I mean, your style is unreal. Are you styling yourself, or what's the situation?
Have
you brought in a team of people?
We have a stylist. Well, not a team, but we have a stylist. The stylists have got me probably the tightest thing I've ever worn. That tight white top, which leaves nothing to the imagination. Sadly, it leaves nothing to the imagination, because I think possibly it would be better off if they did just use their imagination.
Well, I love your bandmate with his shirt open and all the sexy moves that he's doing into the camera. Did you get some choreography lessons, or is that just a natural ability that you have in the air grabbing? Well, that kind of, did you watch a few Boyzone videos to kind of get that down?
Oh, yeah. We definitely went for the air grabbing, the heart, hand on heart. There's a lot of that going on, but it means that we mean what we're singing. And that guy is the young guy. He's the baby of the group. He's only 40.
He's only
so
40.
He knew all the moves. And he's the sexy guy in the group, to be honest. I'm the dangerous guy. I'm the Shane Lynch of the group. You know, you don't want your... I was going to say your daughter. Maybe I don't. You don't want your ex-wife near me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, exactly. Oh, God almighty. So Men to be in my bubble. Can we switch over, Barnaby, and we'll talk to Joe Rooney instead? Is he there with you?
Yeah. How are you? I'm Joe.
Oh,
how are you,
Joe,
doing?
How's it going? God, you sound very like a fella I just had on the show there from a boy band. Weird.
Very, there's very little difference, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm just as sexy as him.
Yeah, well, yeah. Absolutely. Are you bored stiff then during COVID? Is this the reason why you're making music videos?
Well, listen, to be honest, the lockdown has been great for me in Paris. I'm much more creative. I would have spent most of my time travelling all over the country or flying back and over to gigs and the UK or something like that. I found now I have loads of time, so I can write and record. It's difficult to record because we couldn't meet up, but so we did it by sending things to each other via email or whatever. And then my son actually wrote and produced that song. So.
Oh wow!
He's probably as frustrated as any of us. So maybe had something for him to do as well, you know. Yeah.
Tell me as well. I know you're doing a podcast, Joe. What's the podcast about, yeah, or does anything go on it?
I did a podcast for a good while. It's called Potteroony, and I interview people in the entertainment industry and all that. But at last, I think it was around May or June or something, that there was a lot of people talking about misogyny in the comedy industry and whatever. So I decided, well, I'm just going to interview female comedians, and I've been doing that since June. And now I'm just interviewing women who are in business or in entertainment or writers or whatever since June. So I'm just interviewing women. I mean, it's probably, I thought I'd just do it for a few months, but I just found that once you're talking to women, you're recommended to other women, and it's been good. It's been good, Chloe. Yeah.
We definitely talk.
Much better at talking. This is the thing. I can chat to women and it's good crack. I don't have to be dragging stuff out of them. So it's brilliant.
And tell me this much. Do you know the people? Are you like friendly with these people beforehand, or are a lot of them strangers?
Some of them are strangers. They're like people. I would chat to someone and then go, is there anyone you would recommend, or, you know, or in comedy, but it's, or in, and so it became that way. I would get the next person to recommend someone else. And
then they're doing all the work for you, Joe. You're gas.
Yeah, some people are contacting me now. I'm going to interview Mary Stokes. I don't know if you know Mary Stokes, but she's a great blues singer. And she contacted me because I'd interviewed her, the guitarist who had worked with her, and who I worked with as well. So a lot of these people are people I do work with. You know, in I'm not just do comedy. I quite often sing with bands and stuff like that. And obviously I'd be meet people when I'm doing recording about film sets, and you know what I mean, you chat to people and then say, oh, would you do my podcast, you know?
How's the podcast going for you?
Well, it's good. I mean, I like doing it. I'm not saying it's like, you know, I'm not interviewing the most famous people in the world, but that's what I don't want to be doing that. I'm interested in interesting people, and I love doing it. I actually just enjoy doing it. And I get to maybe talk for about 5-6 minutes at the beginning about my whatever's happening in my life and whatever. And yeah, people seem to like that. And it's something for me to do. It's definitely kept me going during the lockdown. It's been a godsend.
Loads of comedians kind of go into other areas like that. Like loads go into radio, and like there's so many things you can do, isn't there, once you've got that confidence?
Oh yeah, maybe. That's true. Maybe. Yeah. I guess you've got a lot of time in your hands too. I mean, because you didn't stand up, I guess it's a nighttime thing, but you got your days free. I've actually decided I'm going to go to college as well this year because of lockdown. But I was going to say go back to college, but I've never been to college. So,
what are you going to study?
Well, I put it down, you know, a few options, but like one of them's writing and English literature. Another one is media studies. The reason I first started thinking about it is because I was doing a lot of reading a bit about philosophy or whatever. And I thought, oh, I'd love to just study this. And then I kind of backed off on that and went, maybe I should do something a little bit more practical or whatever. Not totally practical. I'm not doing horticulture or something. But and I just thought I'd like to do it. I've never done it. I never had a chance to go to college when I left school. So I'm going to do it now.
Oh, brilliant. And will you do that full time or will you do it part time?
Full time. I talked to some other guy, a comedian who did it, and he said he reckons it's fine because you study, your lectures are, you're not going to be doing a gig at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning. So you can be in a lecture.
It's actually perfect for your line of work. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And come here to me. Did you know Ryan O'Grady?
Not that well, but I actually did speak to her a few months ago. I was doing, actually recorded another podcast, which I haven't put out yet, where it was about Father Ted and talking to the actors and Father Ted. So I did talk to her over the phone about 3 months ago and had a great chat. She was in great form. So I was really shocked to hear that she passed away. As very sudden, I think nobody expected it. And I mean, she's very well known for Father Ted and a brilliant character, but great actress in the theatre world as well. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people would have known her. for that. Yeah, absolutely. Also, a lot of the actors in Father Ted, they, including myself, were all known for the characters we did in Father Ted, but a lot of those actors have done incredible other work. But that's the way it is in the acting world. You get known for one character, yeah.
Absolutely. Sure, you take it as well. If it's a character that people love as well, you'll take it. Do you know that way?
Oh, Jesus, yeah, absolutely. And I love Father Damon. He's my favourite character that I've ever done. So it's not that it pisses me off that people talk about it. I love him, yeah.
Like fat, smelly cow.
You have a face like a pair of tits.
Well, at least that's one pair between us.
Hello, Mary.
Ah, hello, Father.
Hello, John.
Have a pack of tacos, Father.
No, thanks. I have to meet someone now.
Is that blood?
Oh, God, no. I just got a slight nick with a knife when Mary was putting the bandage on. It's not a stab wound.
Sure, he's fine.
You look like you've been in the wars yourself, Mary.
Ah, it's only a sprain, Father. It's nothing. I was dipped in a bag of coal. It's not broken. If it is, sure, what the hell?
Well, such a shock. I think one person had tweeted about her death there during the week. And I was frantically trying to get confirmation of this because I didn't want to say it on the radio in case it wasn't true. It took a while for the news to kind of be confirmed as well. So it must have been quite sudden, really sad news, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was totally out of the blue. I don't think she was ill or anything like that. So I don't know what the cause of it was, but totally out of the blue. So yeah. Mm. Bloody sad, yeah.
Do you think you'll use that podcast now then? Will you include her in it?
Yeah, I will. I will put them out. I've interviewed loads of people like Raina and Pat Short and John Kenny, and Ardla Hanlon. And I even had Neil Hannon had wrote music for the podcast. So I don't know. I just got involved in some other stuff. But I'll definitely put that out.
Cool. Brilliant. Yeah. Where is that podcast? Where can we find that? What's it called?
The one I'm doing, Potteroonie. It's on, well, you get it on Spotify or you get it on iTunes or you get it on the headstuff.org is the network I actually put it on. But you get it on any, you know, if you're listening to podcasts on some app, you'll find it. But Potteroonie. And there's loads of interviews going back years. I actually interviewed Frank Kelly on the podcast and Mary Coughlin. And there's loads of well-known people. Mary Coughlin's brilliant story. And Ardla Hanlon is on that as well. And lots of comedians over there. Jason Byrne. But yeah, I've been doing it for years, but on and off. I took breaks from it. So there's about 130 of them out there, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's good now as well that you have this other career to fall back on. Meant to be. We look forward to maybe a world tour or something.
Yes, exactly. And if there's a world tour, we'll have to have big rests in between because, you know, we're not spring chickens.
It'll have to be a matinee show, Joe.
It will have to be. I just think, you know, Westlife used to do this thing where they'd sit on their stools and get up and do a bit of singing and back on their stool. I think we're going to have a couch on stage where we're just sitting back in our couches.
She'll never be able to get up out of the couch. That's the problem.
And when we get up, it'll be like, oh, throw me back.
Listen, Joe, great to catch up. The best of luck now in the future. And we'll have a look at your podcast as well. And I'm going to stick up that YouTube video of Meant to Be on our social media. Guys, it's gas. Be in my bubble. Beautiful. So romantic for Valentine's. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thanks, Trina. Thanks a lot.
See you now. This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.